we were just talking about the role that this field plays in the universe and the role we play within the field. And one of the things that's fascinating to me is, and especially as a former senior computer systems designer, is that a growing number of mainstream scientists are beginning to suspect that our universe works like a massive consciousness computer. And this is actually the terminology they're using.
I like that analogy, too.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. And if we think of the way computers work, just as every computer has a language that it uses to get things done, it appears that our consciousness computer of the universe has a language as well, and it's a language that we call human emotion and the power of feeling and what we believe to be true in our lives. Now, when I talk about that in front of live audiences, people tell me, Greg, it can't be that simple, because in our culture, we've been conditioned to, as we mentioned earlier, to discount the power of emotion and belief. But what the laboratory experiments are showing, George, is just the opposite, that it is the power of our awareness, of our expectation. When we're looking at the world around us, we expect to see something to happen. That expectation is an emotion in our bodies, and it is that emotion that sets into play a series of events that extend beyond our body into the world around us through this field, the divine matrix. And we're actually affecting and having a direct effect on the stuff our world is made of in ways that we're only beginning to understand.
Okay, well, with a computer, you program it. You put in the software, and it does all kinds of wonderful things. What is the software for the matrix?
The software is the power of human emotion. It is the belief. If we make this analogy, when we think about a computer, computers have operating systems, XP or Windows 98 or Mac or whatever it is. For all intents and purposes, those operating systems are fixed. If you want your computer to do something different, you usually don't change the operating system. What you do is you change the program or the way the program is working.
That's right.
And that's what I love about this analogy, George, is because we hear so many people saying that we need to change consciousness. But in this analogy, consciousness is the operating system. And that's happening within this divine matrix. We don't change consciousness. We change what we put into the consciousness, and that is our feelings and our beliefs. What the experiments have actually shown is that human emotion has a direct effect on the DNA inside of our bodies, literally changing the shape and the chemistry of the DNA in our bodies, that those effects extend beyond our bodies on the quantum level into the world around us. And this is the disconnect between us and when we look at 5,000-year-old traditions and we say, well, those are primitive traditions, or we see indigenous people in my part, we know part of the world, we live in northern New Mexico, we're surrounded by indigenous traditions.
Is that like saying stress kills, Greg?
Well, it can. It actually can. We actually talk about that in the book. So, in the book, what I've done is I've chosen three representative experiments, George. There are many out there, but I chose three that I thought were really powerful. And anybody that goes to the website under references, they'll see everything we're talking about tonight, so they don't have to take these notes. But the first one, it was actually performed by a Russian laser physicist, Vladimir Poponin, back in the early 90s. And for the first time under laboratory conditions that I'm aware of in the open literature, he took the stuff our world is made of, tiny particles of light called photons.
Mm-hmm.
And he did something that intuitively, it tells me that we're on the verge of a big shift in the way we think of our world because of the thinking underlying this experiment. Because what he did, George, was he took some human DNA and he put this DNA into a closed vacuum vessel with the stuff our world is made of, these little photons. And he asked the question. He said, what effect does human DNA have on the photons? He's saying, what effect does the stuff we're made of have on the stuff our world is made of?
Well, how do we know the opposite didn't occur?
Well, in conventional Western physics, there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing in conventional physics that suggests there would be any connection. And that's why it's so very cool when physicists ask these kinds of questions. And what he found and what was documented in a very famous experiment that is called the Phantom DNA experiment. People can Google that on the computer while we're talking. What he found was that in the presence of human DNA, the photons actually aligned themselves and were changed in the presence of the DNA. And when he took the DNA out of the tube, the photons acted like the DNA was still there. So to the best of my knowledge, under laboratory conditions, this is the first time we have seen documentation where the stuff we're made of is affecting our world. That's the first experiment. The second one was done by the folks at the Institute of Heart Math in Boulder Creek, California, where they isolated human DNA. It was placental DNA, so it wasn't in the body. It was in a vessel that was still kept alive. And they asked the question, they said, what effect does human emotion have on this DNA that's in this vase? And there's absolutely nothing in conventional Western physics that suggests that an emotion inside the body of an individual would have any effect on DNA several feet away. And what they found, they were able to measure both what they call the conformation or the shape, as well as the light properties of the DNA. And the bottom line was, as the emotions changed, the DNA changed in the presence of anger, hate, jealousy, rage, what we call negative emotions.
Okay, this is very similar to what Dr. Emoto has done with his water crystal pictures.
It's similar. It's
right?
Similar. It's similar, George, but here's the connection. What they found was this. Those are independent experiments. They may not even be aware of one another, and they're interesting. But when you put them together, along with other supporting experiments, they begin to tell a story. Because what the second experiment showed was that emotion is changing the DNA, and the first experiment showed that the DNA is changing the stuff our world is made of. So you take out that middle link, and what these experiments are showing is that when we can create certain qualities of feeling and emotion, these aren't thoughts, George, and this is the disconnect in the West. These are what are called coherent, heart-based human emotions, genuine emotions of love, compassion, forgiveness, hate, anger, jealousy, rage. We can create those kinds of feelings in our heart. They are changing the stuff we're made out of, and the stuff we're made out of is having a direct effect beyond our bodies on the stuff our world is made of, which is just what the ancient traditions are saying, and now modern scientists are beginning to understand this because they now have documented the existence of the field as the conduit that allows these kinds of things to happen.